This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, I would say. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, I really do want you, I do want you involved and engaged. It is a big deal. It makes a big difference. And you get informed. And look at it, if I'm off or wrong, just tell me. My ego ain't so big that you know, I can't take correction. No joke, seriously. I don't like it. Like everybody else, I don't like it. But I don't mind. Yeah, this, like I said, there's so much going on right now. You know, in the news and other places. And I don't know how to keep up with it. They are coming after us with guns a-blazing, if you would. And it's a big deal, people. It's what I've been telling you for, I mean, what was it? Go back to September, October, actually before that, August. When I kept saying, you know, we are in an out-and-out war. It's not what you think it is. They do not care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They only care about getting their agenda taken care of. And whoever it hurts, whoever takes down, whatever, they figure if they can keep us spinning around because we're so mad, you know, about the transgender bathroom bill or bathroom debacle, for lack of a better term. If they can keep us that crazy, then they're gonna win the argument. At least that's how they see it. Or they'll win the day, if you would. And we spend so much time just spinning around trying to fight. I keep telling you, don't fight every little thing. You can't do it. You don't have the, I don't have the bandwidth either. You don't have it, I don't have it. Pick one. Pick one you're willing to fight and push through. So we don't get spread so thin that you really can't make a difference. Don't agree? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I would love to hear some of your thoughts on this. Right? I'd love to hear what you have to say about, you know, can we get out of this? Can we win it back? I think we can. I don't agree, you know, we're going to have Rick Green back on the show again. I know he's been pushing for a constitutional convention. He thinks there's enough safeguards in place to keep them from cheating. I don't think you'd ever put enough safeguards in place, frankly, to keep them from cheating. Because they want this stuff so bad. They believe so bad that they're the right person for the job, that they know more than we do, they're smarter than we are, that I believe they're willing to do just about anything to get what they want. However, I've been wrong before. I'm willing to admit that. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Love to know what your thoughts are on that. I mean that for real. I really would love to know what your thoughts are. All right, let's get to some of these stories that truly going to make me crazy. You know, it has bothered me to no end. And I know some of you, too, because you've written to me. But it has bothered me to no end that we have spent decades and listening, or I've been listening to you guys say, or some say, oh, this is America. We'll never go in that direction. right? Who's heard that? This won't happen here in the U.S. This doesn't happen in places like this. Well, surprise, surprise, it has. And it's getting worse by the day. What are you going to do to push back on it? What are you willing to do? What are you going to do to fight back to make sure they don't totally take over? What kind of irritation are you willing to put in their way? Again, to make sure they don't take over. I know you're tired of hearing it, but I don't know any other way to do it. I'm not that well versed. How's that? So I kind of alluded to it earlier. And Ted Cruz, who I, you know, look at, I've never been a big fan of his, but I've never disliked him, I'll put it that way. Right? I just really thought he was too smart for the rest. I kind of thought at times he thought he was too smart for the rest of us. I remember seeing him up against Trump, and the way he explained something, it just my eyes glazed over, and Trump said it in plain, simple English that everybody understood. So Cruz denounced former President Trump during the season premiere of his podcast, calling his behavior both reckless and irresponsible. He said President Trump's rhetoric, I think, went way too far over the line. I think it was both reckless and irresponsible because he said repeatedly, over and over again, that he won by a landslide. It was massive fraud. It was all stolen everywhere. Right? That evidence, the campaign didn't prove. Didn't prove it in court. Nobody would take it up. It would be proved in court. Nobody would take it up. And I'm sorry, but, you know, if you're a good little... I know, I'm going to get slapped for this. If you're a little goody-two-shoes out of Texas or anywhere else, you don't see this stuff when it happens. Where I grew up in Boston, we've had plenty of people on the show, some that have grown up in New Jersey and New York and other places like that. You know when you see this, what's going down. You understand what's happening. Yeah, you do. It is freaky beyond control. When you actually sit there, and you're up by 90,000 votes when you go to bed, and a truck pulls in at 3 o'clock in the morning and dumps 138,000 votes out of nowhere. When Georgia shreds envelopes because they're afraid they might find out where they came in from, or the date on them, or there are no dates on them. When signatures aren't verified. Why would all of this happen, Ted? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is Girls Out of GCA Live. I'm going to play the clip. Pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you, this is the time you're spending with me. I mean, it's nice. We visit together. You give me your input. And I love some of this information that you're sending me. There's been a lot of talk about a second or third party, I should say. And I get what you guys are saying. And it's something I've talked about for a long time, off and on the show. And I think you need to sit back and do the numbers and figure it out. And I say that because I want you to think about it. I think, I don't know how you do this, though, but I think you should take back the party we have. It was supposed to be our party. It was the party of Lincoln. Think about it. And we allowed them to become corrupt. We allowed them to become corrupt because we kept voting them back in, even when they knew they were bad. And our response is always, oh, what? I'm supposed to vote for a Democrat? I don't know. Vote for Alfred E. Newman. If you don't know him, look him up. We are kind of insane in a way because we keep voting for the same type of people. And I realize that when they get there, maybe they change. Maybe you knew this person before they got there. But power does corrupt these people. Power is a problem. Again, 855 Real Joe. I'd love to know how you feel. 855-732-5563. And it's not a matter of them setting out to do the wrong thing or setting out to be, you know, corrupt. I've talked to a lot of my buddies back there. Not that they've gotten in trouble for sure, even at the state level, but how they're approached, how the lobbyists approach them, how they do these things so subtly at first. But I got to tell you, it's up to us to stay strong. And we need to hold your feet. I don't know what your community is like, but in my community, we know these people. We know the people we've elected. Well, a lot of us do, anyway. When you're involved and engaged and you're close to the situation, you know, I know the local congressman. I did a lot of work with him. I have his cell phone number. I know where his office is. And you force these people, you get on these people to do what they promised you they were going to do. And again, unless they have absolutely no scruples, they have no backbone at all, no sense of pride, they're not going to be happy with the fact when they let down their constituents and they do the wrong thing. I'm not one of those guys who thinks that every time my congressman or assembly person or something like that makes a decision that I don't like, that they need to be recalled, voted out, or anything. You got to use your brains a little bit. You have to decide truly what the fight is, what the argument is, what you're willing to give a little bit on. And some of you will say, well, look what we got by giving a little bit. No. We got what we got by giving it a lot and having Republicans that wouldn't push back, having conservatives that wouldn't push back. If you want to start a third party, you better make sure it doesn't just split the Republicans. Otherwise, the Democrats will be in power for the next 50 years. Is that really what you want? You want to talk about the Soviet Union of the United States? Actually, it'd be the Soviet Union of states. That's really what it boiled down to. And if you think about it, we are so far. Yes, there was a group that wants us to be a federalist form of government. I mean, when I say that, I mean where the feds had more power than the states. Vast majority of our founding fathers, always, you come to find out, wanted the states to have their own authority. That the feds were there to do the overall protection for state to state, so there'd be some semblance of order when dealing with countries, other countries. That's what it was for the protection of the country as a whole. You know, if you think about it, our first militia, or army, or whatever you want to call them, they were made up of militiamen from every potential state, colony, whatever you want to call them. And I'm telling you, I think we forget that. I think people forget that. So until you, John Q. Parent, John Q. Uncle, Jane Q. Uncle, aunt, well, today it could be an uncle, I don't know. Jane Q. Aunt. Till you decide to step up and get on and inform your kids, inform your nieces and nephew, inform your grandsons and granddaughters what the true history is, it's going to get worse. You know, there is not enough, I've said this a million times, there are not enough World War II veterans in the home anymore that can tell these kids about what went down, what true oppression really looks like. You know, the funny thing about it is, if you talk to liberal Democrats that served in the military, Real liberals, not what we hear today as liberal. When you talk to them about what they saw in, I don't know, Vietnam or whatever wars or skirmishes they were involved in, they will tell you they needed to be there. We needed to be there to help clean up the mess. We needed to be there to bring order, to save the people. These are liberal Democrats that will say this. So they had no problem with the U.S. military forces being in those areas. Today, it's a different story. Sometimes some of these skirmishes we go into, we have no business being in or being involved in. And I keep going back to Trump. You know, the left always screams about being in these wars we don't need to be in, but yet they're the ones getting us in them. They're the ones that put us into these things. They're the ones that keep us in these things. What did Trump do? And the thing with Trump was he bucked Bushes, both Bushes, Clinton, Obama. Like, get us out of there. What are we doing in these places? And somehow he still won. I mean, still lost. While Joey B was in the basement. But I'm loving some of the posts that I'm seeing, whether it be on Twitter, Facebook, or somewhere else. Now, what's funny is most of the left, they haven't moved off of any social media platform. They're still with Facebook and those places. So you see them posting that this is not what they voted for. Oh, it's exactly what you voted for. He told you what he was going to do, so don't give me that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming back from the break, let's see if I get that. I'll see if I get that clip to work, so you actually can hear the wonderfully brilliant people that we have in this country. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S., with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he does see some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on here and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, so, you know, I love to play clips from time to time showing the ignorance of some of the people that we really, I don't know, the rank and file. And you wonder why sometimes I say to you that the rank and file, I don't know what you want to call them, rank and file voters, you know, on either side, doesn't matter. We got some pretty ignorant Republicans, too. But the rank and file voters have no clue about the country. They have no clue about history. You know, I'm actually one of those guys that I would love to put legislature in. I would love to see a legislator step up and actually say, look, you cannot graduate high school unless you can pass a citizen test. Okay, I mean, simple one. We expect people from other countries, or we did, I don't know about now, but we expect people from other countries to have a clue about our country, but they should be able to pass a basic citizen test. No matter what they're thinking about is going to be their major, they should have basics, true history about the country. I mean, the real one. The three branches of government, what their jobs are, what they're supposed to be doing. But Bill Maher, he was going off on the ignorance. Again, not one side or the other, but just the ignorance of people in this country. And I don't blame them. The reason we're in the shape we're in, people, is because we don't understand, the generic we, doesn't understand history. We're not teaching it to our young kids. We're not teaching them who died for them and for what reason. Right? The many, 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 many soldiers that gave up their lives because of this. Take a listen. No throwing up. Okay? Just telling you. Just so we're on the same page.
Citizenship test that people have to take if they want to become a citizen. 38% failed outright. 1 in 3 couldn't name the vice president. 3 in 4 didn't know why we were fighting the Cold War. 4 in 10 didn't know we fought in World War II. 2 out of 3 could not name the economic system we use here in the United States.
Are you sick yet? This is simple stuff. I learned stuff back in the 70s. And I've still got it in my head. And it's not ignorant. It's not stuff that you don't need to know. Because almost like, oh, I don't need to know the dates. You don't need to know. Yeah, actually you do. So you can understand. you know, where we're at, what the difference is, what it was like, why there was slavery, what it took to get slavery gone.
What is the economic system in the United States called? It's the what system?
Do you like capitalism?
I don't know.
You don't know? And you studied business administration?
Yeah.
Do you know what capitalism is?
You can tell me more about it.
I grew up hearing that.
You know, it's not funny. We spend like $1 billion a year on a public education system. This young lady went through K through 12, which I would have thought she heard a little bit about capitalism. Graduates a business administration and still has no clue. Come on, let me make you sick some more.
America was number one, and I never questioned that. We are number one, damn it.
What year did Christopher Columbus sail the ocean blue?
1887.
1492. 19-something, right? 18-something. 17. I have no idea.
1443.
1492.
1869.
In 1882.
1492.
Got it. What year did Columbus discover America?
Was it in the
60s? Columbus was a hippie.
1592.
1242? I don't know. 1940s?
Can you just hit me in the head with something? This is simple. Yeah, some of you are throwing up, I can tell. This is simple stuff. There's nothing major about this. This isn't something that required, you know, 12 years of study. I mean, are we for real? How come there is no reporting on the failure by our education?
I was misinformed.
You know, people are afraid. What? They're afraid of what the teachers are going to do to you? Come on, give me a break. All right, let's have some more. Just because I can.
1492, he sailed the ocean blue.
What once divided East Berlin and West Berlin?
The Great Wall of China.
Who was the second president?
I don't know, Benjamin Franklin, maybe?
John Adams.
John Adams? Okay.
John Adams,
How many world wars have there been?
Three. What does WW2 stand for?
What would you two do?
What would you two do?
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965? Or
Who won it?
Shoot me! Are we sitting the one in 1965? Now, please, I know sometimes you're going to take this the wrong way, but I don't care. This was a young black woman. Okay? I come from Italian heritage, all right? And I was curious to know, because, you know, you start hearing stories, so I started asking questions about how Italians, when they came to this country, where did they settle? How did they settle? What were they perceived as? How? You're just curious. You just want to know what it was like, because we weren't all mafia members, contrary to popular belief, okay? We were not all mafia members. So, what did we? Did we do anything? Did we add to society at all? I found out in my studies and other things that, you know, the largest group of volunteers for World War II were Italians. I didn't know that. I thought that was kind of cool. Because they had already been oppressed. They had known what it was like growing up in a country that was ruled by a fascist, a true fascist. And they wanted to go, and they wanted to make sure that their people would be free. Come on, any way you cut it, yes. This is their new country. My aunt is 84 years old, and she was originally from Italy. She loves this place. This is her country. But she has a home country, a country she came from, one that she loved and probably didn't want to leave at the time. But this is her country, and she's saddened by what she sees happening here. So here you have somebody in the black community. The Civil War was fought in many ways to free the blacks, to get rid of slavery, and to keep the Union together. Why doesn't she know that? Why don't do? Has this been done on purpose so that they wouldn't know that white people fought for their freedom as well? Many whites had died for their freedom. I think maybe yes. Here, let's listen to some more. I love these, by the way. I'm just enjoying this to no end. Maybe.
Who's even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Do you remember what the Civil War was about?
Civilization.
What was the Civil War about?
Couldn't be able to tell you.
No idea.
Of course not.
You should know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The North?
You sure?
No, it was the South.
I believe the North won that Civil War.
Abraham Lincoln. What did he do? Was he in the North or the South?
He was in the South.
He was in the North.
Who fought in the Civil War? What country?
Us.
And who else?
The British.
And the British. Did we win that one?
Yes.
Who was president during then, do you know?
Lincoln?
Lincoln. And what happened to him?
He was assassinated.
Yeah, yeah. You know anything about that one?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
People, that's an adult. Not a kid that maybe wasn't paid. This is an adult on the beach in California. And we wonder why we're in so much trouble. Seriously. I don't know how this happens. I mean, I know how it happens. The education system failed them, but that's beside the point.
Who did America fight against in the Revolutionary War?
I don't even know.
Who is the 42nd president?
In the United States of America?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't even know what president we're on, so that's embarrassing.
George Bush.
Is it Reagan?
So we got Tito. We
got my favorite.
I don't know. Is it Bush? I don't know.
High school kids. Seniors. Joe Messina. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We're back. More fun with stupid Americans right after this. Look, I know they're not all like this, all right? So get off my case. You know what I'm doing here. This is what we've trained these people to do. Okay, we've allowed the education system to get away from us. And we shouldn't. We should be the ones controlling it. But there's hope. You grandparents, you still got hope. Nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, get engaged with them. Okay? Seriously, get engaged with them. All right, let's take a look. I'll play a few more minutes of this and then I'll talk, but this is great. I can't. It's almost like a candy addiction. You can't get away from it. Anyway, take a listen. Hold on. I'll get it right. Just give me a second.
No, Obama.
You're a teacher.
I am.
And what do you teach?
I teach U.S. history and world history.
Wow, this is perfect.
This is gonna be just wonderful. Take a listen.
Who wrote our national anthem?
I know this.
This is a key question.
Keith? Francis Keith?
Francis Keister?
No, not
Key. Francis Scott Key.
I had Scott.
No, but that's
give that to
no,
me.
You wouldn't give credit.
Scott.
No, you would fail
as I'd give partial credit.
No, you don't give partial credit.
Who bombed us in Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Yeah. Was it China?
China?
I don't know.
Close.
Korea, right? No, I don't think of Korea.
Not Korea.
No. Russia?
No. Not Russia.
Think about that. Okay, no, think about it. They don't have any clue who bombed us in World War II, what and how it was done, what it really meant, because you really got to get down to that. What did it mean? What kind of effect did it have on us? Just saying. Okay, a couple more. I mean, I want to make you as sick as I was when I was listening to it.
Am I getting close?
Japan.
Very, very good.
Who bombed Pearl Harbor?
Did we?
This is some kind of joke, right?
World War II. Ever hear of it?
No.
No, never heard of World War II.
No.
World War II. Who'd we fight there?
My teacher watches this. He's probably going to be real mad.
Vietnam.
China. South.
Who won the Vietnam War?
We did.
And who was...
Wait, were we even in the Vietnam War? Okay, good.
Who was Fidel Castro?
A singer? What once divided East Germany and West Germany?
The sea.
All right. And then the water evaporated. They were...
United.
Jay was the best at this. Because he would egg them on, kind of make them feel like they were smart and that they knew what they were talking about, and they would hang themselves that much more. I love it. I really get a kick. Take a little bit more, and we'll be done.
Two wars America was involved in, Vietnam War, and, gosh.
Who won the Civil War? Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank on one of those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right? I have no clue.
The Union. The North.
Yes. Okay.
What year did World War II start?
Look at that sweet smile.
So, I can't say it. All right, enough. I can't take anymore. I'm going to pop. You know, I have friends of mine who get mad at me because they know I'm in public education. And I make fun of the public education system. And this is why. This is why I do it. Are you listening to these people? Are you hearing what they're saying? And that's, you know, that's rhetorical. I know you are. I know you're listening. I can tell by the throw-up marks in the chat room. Okay? I mean, seriously. Now, these kids are the ones that are getting out and going to law school, teaching your kids. You know, they become teachers. So you heard the teacher. She had no clue of anything that in the area she was teaching in. What do you think of that? Come on, that was great. So that's why it's up to you. Can we stop relying on the state to teach our kids? It's an argument I have as a school board member all the time. We need to be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, and history, real history. I don't want you teaching my kids about moral values or sexual orientation or, you know, color differences. We'll do that at home. And if we're not doing it at home and a kid gets in trouble at school, then you deal with it appropriately. So it's just amazing to me. And again, we let this happen. Conservatives didn't take their proper place in schools, in the education system, and stay there for that matter. Some have. Some have stepped up to a degree. But they need to stay there, no matter how bad it got, no matter how stinky it got. We needed to push through. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, this is a new one for you. Somebody sent me this. I haven't really been through it yet in total. But I want to have some fun with it. Do I have to go through it now? So New York legislators were outraged at Maxine Waters' comments, but only when they thought comments were from Trump, or Trump supporters for that matter. As many recall, then White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was kicked out of a restaurant in June of 2018 by co-worker Stephanie Wilkinson. Supposedly she urged the restaurant staff to get them out. Because the staff and Wilkinson believe the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, was booed at a Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C. Now, days after the Sanders incident, Maxine Waters made remarks praising the folks who instigated these scenes. She suggested that other people do the same. She suggested that other people go into public places, into restaurants where you're having, I'm having, my family's having dinner, and harass them. Can you imagine us doing that? Can you imagine us saying we were going to do that, right? She went on saying, you know, if you see them in department stores, you see them in gas stations, no matter where you see them, you harass them. Restaurant, department store, gasoline stations. She said, you get out. You create a crowd. You push back on them. You tell them they're not welcome anymore here or anywhere else. I'm sorry. Does that sound like you're inciting some kind of violence? Imagine if somebody saw Jen Psaki out at the at some restaurant in and around D.C. They created a crowd to tell her she's not welcome anymore or anywhere. What do you think would happen? What do you think they would say about that today? Imagine if someone said the people should target New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration. Push back on them. Right? Besides, you know, they're all about guilt by association, aren't they? But that's okay. It's okay for them to target the right, but it's what I've been telling you guys. Not okay to target the left. They're smarter. They know more. Right? You're not supposed to. They have it together. We don't. That's why they're allowed to be nasty to us, because we're such nasty people. Right? I don't know how long it's going to last. The new Twitter page called the Cuomo page the Twitter account took Maxine Waters' exact words and attributed them to an anonymous Cuomo Watch official. Well, it directed a pushback at any members of the Cuomo administration, and it was just interesting to watch the blowback when they thought it was from Trump. Isn't that great? I love it. Some of the responses from well-known Democrats: this is appalling and dangerous. Encouraging violence must never be tolerated. Shame on whoever's behind this kind of garbage. What's wrong with you? Threatening violence against duly elected representatives of the people of New York is fascism. The hatred unleashed by Trump and his gang and thugs continues. This kind of incitement of violence against government leaders must stop, especially after the recent siege at the U.S. Capitol. We have to condemn these kind of threats. They endanger our democracy. This is not who we are. We try to stop this behavior towards elected officials and especially their staff. In light of the siege at the Capitol, empowered behavior like this must be stopped in any way, in any shape. Amazing. Their ignorance. That's why I said it's fake outrage. Always will be fake outrage. Because I don't think they have an honest bone in their body. I really don't. Jump with your host for listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. We only send one out once a week. Don't get all wiggy on me, okay? God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. You're on the East Coast where the snow is plentiful. Don't be stupid. Hang out inside the house. We'll see you tomorrow.